From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. ICAN, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, has been awarded the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize. Bright Rice Anderson is chairwoman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee.
The organization is receiving the award for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition on such weapons.
The statement called nuclear weapons a constant threat to humanity and said ICAN works vigorously for disarmament. For the second year in a row, the United Nations has blacklisted the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels for killing children in Yemen. It says the Saudi-led coalition has killed or wounded 683 children in 2016, along with 38 confirmed airstrikes on schools and hospitals. Saudi Ambassador Abdullah al-Mulalimi plans to hold a news conference on Friday. Russian authorities say a train collided with a bus at a railway crossing east of Moscow on Friday, killing 19 people, many from Uzbekistan. Media reports say the bus driver may have ignored a red light. The crash is under investigation. Cambodia's government is moving to dissolve the main opposition party. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the ruling party has filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court with the goal of dissolving the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party, claiming that they are involved in a plot to topple the government. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. officials say President Donald Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran. He's expected to announce this in a speech next week, in which he'll say the agreement is not in the U.S. national interest. This would not scrap the 2015 deal, but instead return it to Congress. Lawmakers would then have 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions that were suspended under the agreement. So far, Iran has been in compliance with the agreement. Nearly 2 weeks after Chad was added to an amended U.S. travel ban list, questions continue about why the African country was included. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports.
Chad being added to a U.S. travel ban list continue to raise questions. Raymond Gilpin is the dean of the Africa Center for Strategic Studies at the National Defense University in Washington.
Chad has had a leadership role in the multinational joint task force for the Lake Chad Basin area. Chad has also participated in a number of European and American-led counterterrorism exercises.
How is that all going to play out after this ban? Many are asking. The language issued by the White House says Chad is an important and valuable counterterrorism partner, but it also adds that Chad does not adequately share public safety and terrorism-related information. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
At an assembly in Bucharest on Friday, Paolo Ali, the president of NATO's parliamentary assembly, said that he believes the alliance will have to improve and increase its effort in Afghanistan.
After we withdraw our troops from Afghanistan, we saw a new increase of the terrorism of the Taliban's controlling big parts of the country. So I think we will have to improve and increase our effort. I don't know exactly what will be the number and the reasons, exact reasons, because that's an analysis which must be carried out from the defense ministries and by our governments.
Ali's comments come after Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the U.S. ambassador to the alliance, said that Washington will ask NATO to contribute additional troops to fight the resurgent Taliban. The Somali Minister of Finance says the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is taking the lead in helping Somalia with a grant to print new currency before the end of this year. Abdrahim Dwale Baila says the IMF has accepted to work with the Somali government. In an exclusive interview with VOA, Baila says the Somali government needs $100 million, half of which will go towards printing the new money, and an equal amount will keep the value of the currency.
World News from VOA.